Hi, today I'm going to be talking to the lovely Katie McCreesh of KCM Fitness. And Katie's going to be explaining about fitness and the classes that she does and how she can work with anybody with any sort of brain injury, brain damage, or suffers with epilepsy. So, morning, Katie, how are you?
Good morning, I'm good. Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes.
Hope everybody's doing well.
So, Katie, can you tell us, first of all, how long have you been a fitness instructor?
So I'm still quite new to the fitness industry in terms of my experience. I think I'm just over the 2 year mark now, pushing towards 2.5 years. But the first maybe 6 months of my coaching experience was all like I was doing free work, working with different clients to get different experience with different people so that I could find what niche and what clientele route I wanted to go down. So working at being as a paid coach has only been around the 18 month mark. In that time, although it's been quite short, I've done a lot of different things. I've worked out of gyms, a gym. I then opened my own private facility with a business partner. I sold my share of that and went solo doing PT on my own with my own little studio. And now I've progressed into the online coaching space and I'm a full-time online coach at the moment. So while how long I've been coaching isn't that long, I've managed to do quite a bit in that time, picking up different qualifications as I'm going along and finding the type of people that I really like working with.
That's great. What sort of fitness do you actually focus on then?
So it largely depends on the clients I'm working with. Currently, my main clientele are women around the 25 to 45 to 50 age mark, and their experiences in life are all very different. So I do a lot of work with pre and postnatal clients as well. And then, of course, just the general health. So my main area of fitness would be weightlifting and in a gym environment. But a lot of my girls come to me with the goal of getting to that point, but they're not quite there yet. So it can be a lot of home workouts. Just some of my clients just start off with general movement. They have very little experience in a gym environment or with fitness in general as part of their lifestyle. So it's starting from the very basics and building up depending on their experiences and the goals they have. So I'd say mainly getting people to a point where they're comfortable enough to train in a gym is what my focus is with most of my girls. But of course, I do have some clients who don't look to achieve that. So I've got one at the moment who's training for a triathlon. I've got a handful of girls who are just doing home training with no aspiration to move to a gym. They don't want to do that. And then I have some girls who just want to be healthy in their life and not necessarily train, but try things like yoga, just walking, all that kind of stuff as well. So there's no sort of one direct group that I work with, but I think my ideal clientele are those who want to get into a bit of regular training in terms of using some weights in the gym.
You say that most of your clients are ladies. Do you work with gentlemen as well?
Yes, I definitely do. I've got a couple of men in the team at the moment. I guess just given being a female myself and my qualifications around the pre and postnatal period for women, I guess I just attract more females than men. But yeah, I definitely have worked with males in the past and I'm working with two or three at the moment now as well. So yeah, definitely open to working with men. And I actually really love working with men because my passion with my training is getting strong, building muscle, improving my physique. And there's very few women that have that same goal. So I love working with men and being able to prove that actually a girl can get a man in good shape too. So yeah, I do enjoy that, definitely.
That's great. So Katie, if you had a client that came to you with any sort of brain damage, brain injury from maybe a brain surgery, from brain tumours, or somebody that has, like myself, epilepsy and worries about what I can do and not overstretching myself, how would you manage to work with a client that has any sort of brain damage or brain injury?
So it'd be about taking a really slow process initially. We'd have to do an assessment in the beginning to establish where you are. Of course, even if two clients have had the same experience in an operation and things, their bodies, their previous experiences in life and all that kind of stuff are going to be very different. So what works for one person won't necessarily work for the rest. So first we need that assessment to gauge what you've been going through, how it's affected you on a day-to-day basis, your previous experience with your fitness and your lifestyle, and then what your goals are. Because again, some of you are just going to want to be a little bit more active. Some of you may have some long-term fitness goals you want to work towards. So it's about getting that plan that's right for you. Once we've done that, we can sort of do like a mapping session where we come up with a plan of action for you for the course of the duration that you want to be working with me as your coach. And then it'd be about slowly, first of all, reintroducing daily habits into your lifestyle. For someone who's undergone such, especially if you've had an operation, you've had tumors removed and things like that, it's going to be about initially getting your body back to a place where it's ready to push and train again. So it's going to be a lot of mindset stuff, a lot of daily movement things, things focusing around our mental health. Because I think the biggest thing that people forget and don't realize when they've gone through something like this, or they've been diagnosed with epilepsy and things like that, is the mental impact it has on you. Overnight, your life has changed. You can no longer do things you thought you could. And that can be a really daunting and scary experience for people, especially when you have it later on in life and you think, I've lived 40, 50 years like this, now what do I do? So it's about working on that mindset and being open to new ideas and new things that we can do now, knowing what you're able to do, and then coming up with that plan. I think that's one thing, even when my girls were just considered like gen pop clients that just want to get fitter and live a healthier life, it's one thing I found has been really important to focus on with everybody is our mental health and the impact training has on that. Because whether we're suffering with mental health struggles now or not, it is something that can always affect us in the future. So if we know how to deal with things now, we know how to use that in the future. And of course, going through an experience like you would with a brain injury, a brain tumor, epilepsy, it's going to be a massive part of your life now and getting used to your new lifestyle. So the initial couple of months are going to be very much based on daily movements, minor things that we can do with your routine, your sleep habits, our nutrition, looking at any changes we need to be making, and just slowly introducing your body into movement. We're not going to go, it's week one, let's hit the gym. We need to be really realistic with our approach so we don't end up putting ourselves in a worse position than what we started. And of course, then, based on your goals and what you want to achieve and what your previous experiences are, we can swap and tailor our goals as we progress week to week to get us eventually to where we want to be.
That's great to hear. Thank you. So when the app launches in sometime in 2021, and the way things are at the moment, obviously, everything, life has changed with COVID. And going forward, I think it's going to be a long-term thing. When the app is launched, will you be contributing any videos and potentially working with clients online?
Yeah, I definitely am. I'm getting the plans all finalized for the videos I'm going to be doing in the coming 1 to 2 weeks, which is exciting. And I'm going to be looking at how we can go from being in a position where we've never done training before and now we've had this brain tumor and saying, actually, I want to make a change. But now I've got this brain tumor, how can I get into weightlifting and progressing to that level, having never done it before and having a brain tumor? So I'm going to be starting right from the basics and just introducing some really easy, simple movements that we can add into our daily routine to build up to a little bit of a training plan and some structure that can then progress in the following months.
Wonderful. If somebody wants to contact you, how are they going to find you?
So I'd say the two main areas where I'm most active is either going to be my Instagram page, for those of you that do have Instagram. My handle for that then would be @KCM_fitness_. Or if you're not too clued up with technology, stick with an email. My email then is kcm.fitness@hotmail.com. You can contact me that way. I usually get back to all inquiries within 24 hours, unless I'm on holiday, which I don't think is going to be happening anytime soon. So yeah, I should be back to anybody within around 24 to 48 hours.
Katie, it's been an absolute pleasure to speak to you again. I'm very much looking forward to seeing your videos and having them on the app and introducing any of the app customers, clients to come and be able to work alongside you. Thank you very, very much. And I'll be speaking to you very soon.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to speaking again.
Okay, take care.
And you.